Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a heatwave jungle transition in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to make the track feel like it's evolving under pressure, not just switching sections. This is that hot, humid moment where a rolling jungle groove starts to tighten up, the energy gets more focused, and the next heavier drum and bass section lands like it was always coming. Now, in drum and bass, transitions are a huge part of the story. The drums are not just keeping time, they're driving the emotional movement of the track. If your arrangement stays on one loop for too long, even a great break can start to feel flat. But when you shape a proper transition, the groove mutates. The break gets denser, the hats thin out, the bass starts hinting at what's next, and the whole track feels alive. So let's think in terms of energy, not just bars. A strong jungle transition isn't about throwing in a bunch of random fills and effects. It's about controlled escalation. We're going to use session view for quick ideas if needed, but the real shaping happens in arrangement view, where we can build the arc properly. Stick with stock Ableton devices like drum rack, simpler, auto filter, saturator, drum bus, glue compressor, utility, echo and reverb. That's enough to get a very convincing result. First, set up your transition zone in arrangement view. Find the last 8 or 16 bars before your drop or before the next energy change. For a typical DNB track at around 174 BPM, a 16-bar transition is a really solid place to work. Label your sections if it helps. Something like break, build, fill, and drop. That way you're not just staring at audio blocks, you're working with a plan. Start with your main breakbeat lane. If you've got a sampled break, slice it up and get it into a drum rack or work with simpler. The key here is to make two versions of the same idea. One version should be more open, with space between the snare hits and enough air for the groove to breathe. The other version should be more chopped, tighter, and a little more animated with ghost notes and extra hat movement. This kind of variation is what makes jungle feel human. You're not just repeating a loop, you're letting the break develop. In the last few bars, push the velocity on the ghost notes a little, and if you're using MIDI, give the notes just enough swing to feel loose but intentional. A groove pool setting somewhere around the mid-50s can work nicely, depending on the break. And on the drum group, a touch of glue compressor, very gently, can help glue everything together without flattening the snap. Now here's an important teacher note. Shape the drums on the bus, but don't overprocess them. Jungle and DNB drums need life. They need transient energy. So if you start crushing the break too hard, you'll lose the movement that makes it exciting. On your drum bus, you can use a QA to clean up mud, maybe a little cut around the low mid area if things are cloudy, then add drum bus with a light touch, and maybe saturator with soft clip on if you want a bit more edge. Keep it subtle. We want heat, not distortion for its own sake. Next, bring in the tension with filtering. Auto filter is one of the best tools for this, because it lets you create motion without changing the actual pattern too much. You can gently low pass the break or some supporting layers so the top end narrows over time. Or, if you want a more dramatic sense of the air closing in, high pass a noise layer or atmosphere so the bottom gets stripped away as the build progresses. And this is where the heat wave feeling really starts to happen. Add a noise texture, maybe a vinyl bed, room tone, or some kind of dusty ambience. Put reverb on it and automate the dry slash wet so it blooms over the build. You don't need a giant EDM style sweep. In DNB, small moves often feel more professional. We're trying to make the mix feel pressurized, like the air is getting thicker as the drop approaches. Now let's talk bass, because the transition doesn't live in the drums alone. A good DNB build often includes a bass call and a response that hints at the next section without fully giving it away. Use a simple bass sound in Waveatable, operator, or a resampled bass layer. Keep it restrained, maybe a short offbeat stab, then a response note near the end of the bar. The idea is to foreshadow the heavier groove that's coming. Keep the sub mono, that's really important. Use utility if you need to lock the low end down. If the bass is wider in the mids, that's fine, but under roughly 100 to 120 Hz, keep it focused. You can add a little saturation or overdrive to make the bass feel more forward. But again, don't overdo it. The bass should support the transition, not steal it. Now for the fill. This is where a lot of producers get tempted to overdo it. The best DNB fills are usually the ones that feel like they belong to the groove, not pasted on top of it. Build your fill in the last one or two bars using the break edits you already have, plus maybe one or two one-shots. A snare flam works really well. A short tom or rim can help too. You can add a crash or a reverse texture, but keep everything tight. A really effective pattern is to let the fill become slightly more sparse right before the drop. Sometimes the most powerful move is to remove something, not add something. If you create a tiny air pocket before impact, the drop feels bigger. You can even duck the drum bus by a decibel or two for a moment. Let the reverb tail or noise swell hang in the air, and then hit the new section hard. That contrast is where that excitement lives. Also, make your fill feel human. Use velocity variation. Don't make every hit the same strength. Ghost notes can sit much lower in velocity, while the main hits land with proper weight. If the fill starts feeling crowded, remove a hit. In drum and bass, clarity always wins over clutter. Now automate the transition. This is where arrangement view becomes your performance surface. You can automate reverb dry slash wet on the final snare or crash. Push auto filter cutoff so the sound opens up or tightens down. And use echo on a last snare hit for a short filtered throw that stretches into the next section. A little throw goes a long way. You want tension and motion, not a washed out mess. At this point, check the overall arc. Ask yourself, does the energy rise naturally? Is the drum identity actually changing, or is the track just getting busier? Does the bass hint at the next groove? Does the final fill create enough contrast for the drop to feel like a real arrival? That's the difference between a loop and an arrangement. A loop just repeats. An arrangement tells the listener where to go next. One more useful move here is to think in layers. Keep the core break stable and let the details do the moving. In other words, your body stays grounded while your detail layer, fills, tops, effects, and bass teasing elements do the transformation. That separation makes the whole thing easier to control and much easier to mix. If you want a more classic jungle feel, let the break stay front and center and keep the bass minimal until the last few bars. If you want a heavier modern DNB feel, tighten the drum bus a bit more. Increase the filtering and tension, and make the last two bars more sparse, so the drop lands with more authority. Both approaches work. The difference is in how much space you give the listener before impact. And here's a pro tip. The snare is often the anchor. Even when everything else is changing, the snare can keep the listener oriented. If your transition feels like it's drifting, check whether the snare still clearly defines the phrase. That anchor matters a lot in jungle and rollers. Before you wrap up, do a quick mix check. Listen in mono on the low end. Make sure the sub stays solid. Watch your headroom. And keep an eye on the top end too, because hats and break layers can get harsh fast if you overpush the excitement. If needed, tame the brightness with a Q8 rather than dulling the entire drum bus. So to recap, build your heatwave jungle transition by gradually reshaping the break, keeping the drum bus punchy, but controlled, using filter movement and atmosphere to create pressure, teasing the bass instead of revealing it too early, and finishing with a fill that creates real contrast before the drop. That's how you make the section feel like it's heating up and mutating into the next groove. If you do it right, the transition won't just connect two sections. It'll carry the whole record forward. Now, your practice move is simple. Build a 16-bar transition at 174 BPM using one break, one bass layer, one effects layer, and one fill layer. Keep the sub mono. Make one version that feels more jungle and one that feels more modern and heavy. Then listen back and ask yourself which one creates more forward motion, which one feels more humid, and which drop lands with more authority. That's the lesson. Let's get into Live 12 and make the drum steam.